Kundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions today. Hello, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful day. The other day, I was speaking with someone who thought it was too late for them to go after their dream. And maybe you've been in that position, or maybe you're in that position right now. And my question to you is, are you still breathing? Because if you are, this is your winning season. Everything you've learned from lessons, trials, loss, heartbreaks, setbacks has prepared you for acting on your dream now, activating your plan now. Maybe your circle was wrong before. Maybe you were surrounded with haters or people who have no vision. And to be totally honest, both of those things, haters and people without vision, can be just as dangerous. But now your mind is clear. Your mind is made up to the point where no one can change it for you. No one can talk you out of doing what you know you have to do to make your dream come true. Now the energy is positive and your creativity can flow. Now your dedication is unmatched. Now you are mature enough and confident enough to go after what you want with no holds barred. And what's even better than that, you know why you have to go after this thing. You're not uncertain. You're not some young person who, you know, like I said, can be talked out of it with a couple of points that may seem kind of good on the surface. You know that with everything in you, now is the time for you to do it. If you're going to do it, now is the time, because at some point, it will be too late. But if you're breathing and you're listening to me, now is the time for you to go after what you want. Now you are ready to fight for what you want. And you don't need anybody's permission. You don't need me telling you that now is your time. You feel it when you wake up. You know when you're struggling with whatever other obligations you have, and you have this thing in the back of your mind that you really want to put your attention to just to see if you can make it happen or to see it through, because you know what will happen if you're at that level. And you know, all I need to do is 1, 2, 3, A, B, and C, and things are going to come together. And you know it. You know it without somebody else, without their input, without anybody okaying it, without anybody else putting the stamp of approval on your dream. Now you're not asking for their participation. Now you're ready to put in all of that work. And you know why? Because this is your winning season. This is my winning season. I've been through a lot in my life. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about success. I've learned a lot about missteps. I've learned a lot about having the right people surrounding you when you're trying to accomplish something. I've learned about having what can happen and the detriment to your dream when you have the wrong people in your circle, but they're not in your corner. This is your winning season. This is my winning season. Let's go get it. If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or With Your Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon. Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.